Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi. And today I want to continue the conversation about reset. And why discovering your purpose or unveiling it, looking into it, can help become the ultimate reset. So Vivian did a great job sharing with us in the last episode about her 2-minute stress reset. And I love that because I don't think everything has to take a lot of time. Like, I don't think we have to do an hour-long meditation to get benefit. And I love that Vivian's like, in 2 minutes, you can start resetting. So, resetting your mind and being calm is the place you have to be where you can receive or hear direction. And I've shared about this many times over the years. And like one major time was on the day of the Oklahoma City bombing when I heard the message to stay home and take care of myself. If you're not quiet, you can't hear. You can't hear the message. Again, it doesn't have to be a long time, long periods of time. But to hear what your next best step is, you ask the question and then you be still. You be still and hear. I love that scripture, be still and know that I am God. It's like, be still and you will hear the message. And that message can come from God. It can be your internal higher self. It can be the universe, Mother Earth, whatever your belief system is, I don't really care. For me, it's God. But I do get messages from myself. It's like everything falls into line and I'm like, ooh, now I know. Now I know what I want to do next. So being calm and quiet is very important. I recently heard a gal talk about the fact that in corporate, if everything in the room is chaos, if you walk in with the calm demeanor, you automatically win. Everybody is looking to you to right the ship, if you will. So having a calm mind is critical. The next point I want to talk about is how your purpose on how you show up has been there even before you had language to describe it. And for me, when I took my own quiz I created, and you can find it at mypurposequiz.com, I came out as the awakening visionary. And I was like, wait, what? I'm not an awakening. Maybe I am. I talk to other people and I hear what they want to do. And I've got like 10 things they could do to step into that, to do it greater, to do it bigger. And now as an energy healer and a high performance coach, it feels right. Like I didn't really realize how much I was able to see, typically for other people, that's how this works, right? Their next step, what they could possibly be. And it's really funny. I have a friend. We've been friends for many years, and I still have this whole vision for a business she could create, a thing she could make, and she absolutely won't do it. Like, she just will not. Why? I don't, Lord only knows. I don't know why she won't do it. And I was telling somebody, how frustrating that was for me because I could see it so clearly. And this person said, if she won't make it, why don't you? And I was like, wait, what? I can't do that. And they're like, why can't you do that? And so it might be something. You might see something coming out for me in the near future because she's not going to do it. She hasn't done it. She's not going to do it. So maybe I will have to take that on and I will have to do it. And there you go. Another thing created by Jennifer. But our purpose is there. And when I worked for the federal government, I was talking to a friend one time and he said, yeah, I don't really do anything that helps people. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes you do. And let me tell you how and why. And he was like, wow, like I never looked at it that way. When I first started in mortgage banking, I was in a division. I actually worked for HUD as a temporary employee initially. And it was looking at where people had gotten behind in their mortgage payments and why and what possible solutions there were. Like, what could they do to save their house? And I ended up in that area for a while, and then I ended up in collections, collecting on late mortgage payments. And then job switches, and I ended up in the foreclosure department, foreclosing on people who got behind on their houses, and ended up at HUD, and again, same kind of work. And I ended up moving into multifamily housing, working with low-income families and elderly and handicapped on having safety and sanitary housing that was affordable. And that ticked off so many boxes for me on being able to help others and being of service to the others. And working for the federal government filled a whole nother area for me, and that was having a stable income. That was very important to me, having a stable income, coming in regularly, unless there's a government shutdown and then there's a lot of stress until Congress approves that you can get paid. But it's a lot of stress. If you've never worked there, it's a lot of stress. And I was fulfilling that purpose without really realizing that I was fulfilling a purpose and moving forward. And a few times I came up with great solutions to work with and through the current policies and laws that were on the books. And so oftentimes we would get so caught up in what the requirements were and the laws were that we couldn't come up with new ideas. But I'm just going to tell you, there were a couple times I came up with really good ideas that were super helpful. So I was living out my purpose in other ways because there are so many avenues, so many roads that I was the awakening visionary. I was able to see what other people might have missed. Now, again, even like in the energy healing space, people are like, can't you heal all your own stuff? Yeah, to a certain extent, but we end up second guessing. And that's why coaches hire coaches. That's why doctors go to other doctors, right? Like, you can't do it all yourself. But having that language to be able to describe what your purpose is and how you show up is so important. And on all the different types of behavioral profiles, and some people call them personality tests, they probably aren't unless they're like in a medical setting. So much of it is true. So much of it is accurate, and it just explains things. None of it's right. None of it's wrong. It just explains things. And then when you see yourself that way, it's like, got it. I can work with it. I can work with this. I get it. I understand it. And when you know what your purpose is and how you're meant to show up, how other people are seeing you, it makes it so much easier to break down your goals, your desires, into short 12-minute increments. Because part of the problem is not getting started at all. The other part is the vision is so big, you can't see getting there. but you eat an elephant one bite at a time. Actually, I've never known anybody who's eaten an elephant, but that's the saying. Rome wasn't built in a day, another saying. All these things are true, and it all starts with taking a step. You take a step. For me, it's breaking it down into 12-minute increments to put together what I'm going to talk about on a podcast, and then I hit record. Some of my podcasts are way longer than 12 minutes. Some are shorter than 12 minutes. You never really know what's going to come out of my mouth. But every episode I've ever recorded has meant something to me. And it was something I wanted to share, a message I wanted to get out, if you will. So resetting how you want to show up in the world starts with being calm, understanding your purpose in that, how you're showing up, and then take the next aligned action, 12 minutes at a time. I'm Jennifer Takagi. I look forward to connecting with you soon, and go to mypurposequiz.com. Take your quiz, find out what your purpose archetype is, and let me know, how does that sound to you? How does that resonate? Does that really describe how you're showing up in the world? Let me know. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.